Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today Masechus Maot Katan Daf Chav Zayin, the third parak Be'el Megalchin. The third parak has been generously sponsored with Nishmas Yitzhak Ben Kamen Moshe and Daniel Noam Ben David. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings Braises that explain how several minhagim regarding avails were changed due to sensitivity to the poor. Included among them were originally the wealthy would bring food to the mourner's house in baskets of silver and gold, and the poor in baskets of peeled willow branches, and the poor would feel embarrassed. They instituted that everyone should bring the food in baskets of peeled willow branches. Also, originally the costs of burying the deceased were more difficult on relatives than his death, to the point that relatives would leave him and run away. The Mefarshim explained that the wealthy would bury their loved ones in expensive shrouds. The poor felt embarrassed that they couldn't afford such an expense. Ad shebav Rav Gamliel v'nag kalos rosh ba'atzmo v'yatzbo klei pishtam, until Rav Gamliel came and treated himself lightly by being buried in plain linen garments. V'nagu amach rav v'tzeitz b'klei pishtam, the people followed his example and were buried in plain linen garments. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, anyone who mourns excessively over his dead will come to cry over another deceased. The Gemara brings a story of a woman in Rav Huna's neighborhood who had seven sons. When one of them died, she wept excessively, and Rav Huna sent her a message to not do so. When she didn't listen, he told her that if she listens to him, all be fine. But if not, that she wanted to prepare shrouds for another son. Eventually, her next son did die, followed by the remaining five sons. In the end, he told her that she was preparing for her own demise, and she too died. The Pasuk states, "Al tivchu l'meis v'al tunudu lo," do not cry for a deceased and do not bemoan for him, which is understood to mean do not bemoan beyond the appropriate measure. What are the appropriate measures? Shloshi yamin lebechi, v'shiva lehesped, v'shloshi magiutz v'letesporas. 3 days for weeping, 7 days for eulogizing, and 30 days for not ironing nor cutting the hair. From that point and on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ya temrachamanim bo yos mimeni," you're not more compassionate than I am. And pointing with Rabbi Levi, he said, "Avo shoshi yamim rishonim, yiratz asmo ki yocher b'munachas lo ben shtei yirei chosav." For the first 3 days, an avo should see himself as if a sword is lying between his thighs, meaning that he too may be facing imminent death. "Mashloisha atshivo ki yomunachas lo kenegdo b'keren zavis," from the third to the seventh day, he should see himself as though it's lying opposite him in the corner. "Mikanve'el ki yomuveres kenegdo b'shuk," from this point on, he should see himself as though the sword is passing in front of him in the street. Tosa says that this refers to the 12-month period of mourning. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the Gemara brings braises that explain how several minhagim regarding avails were changed due to sensitivity to the poor. Included among them were originally the wealthy would bring food to the mourner's house in baskets of silver and gold, and the poor in baskets of peeled willow branches, and the poor would feel embarrassed. They instituted that everyone should bring the food in baskets of peeled willow branches. Originally, the costs of burying the deceased were more difficult on relatives than his death, to the point that relatives would leave him and run away. The Mefarshim explained that the wealthy would bury their loved ones in expensive shrouds. The poor felt embarrassed that they could not afford such an expense. Ad shebav Rav Gamliel v'nag kalos rosh ba'atzmo v'yatz b'klei pishtan, until Rav Gamliel came and treated himself lightly by being buried in plain linen garments. V'nagu amach rav v'tzeitz b'klei pishtan, the people followed his example and were buried in plain linen garments. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, "Kol miskash al meis yos medai al meis acher hu bocher." Anyone who mourns excessively over his dead will come to cry over another deceased. The Gemara brings the story of a woman in Rav Huna's neighborhood who had seven sons. When one of them died, she wept excessively, and Rav Huna sent her a message to not do so. When she didn't listen, he told her that if she listens to him, all will be fine, but if not, that she wanted to prepare shrouds for another son. Eventually, her next son did die, followed by the remaining five sons. In the end, he told her that she was preparing for her own demise, and she died. The Pasuk states, "Al tivchu l'meis v'al tunudu lo," do not cry for a deceased and do not bemoan for him, which is understood to mean do not bemoan beyond the appropriate measure. What are the appropriate measures? Shloshi yamim lebechi, v'shiva lehesped, v'shloshi magihutz v'letisporas. 3 days for weeping, 7 days for eulogizing, and 30 days for not ironing nor cutting the hair. From that point on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Yatem rachamanim bo yosim yimeni," you're not more compassionate than I am. And pointing with me, Rebbe Levi said, "Avol shloshi yamim harishon yiratz atzmo, ki ucher munachas lo ben shtei yirei chosav." For the first 3 days, an avol should see himself as if a sword is lying between his thighs, meaning that he too may be facing imminent death. "Meshosha achiva ki umenachas lo kenegdo b'keren zavis." From the third to the seventh day, he should see himself as though it's lying opposite him in the corner. "Mikan ve'elch ki uoveres kenegdo b'shuk." From this point on, he should see himself as though the sword is passing in front of him in the street. Toso says that this refers to the 12-month period of mourning. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chav Zayin, and our standard siman is a kazoo. Kazoo is the children's musical toy that makes that buzzing sound. So here goes. The boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo as the deceased was escorted to burial in simple linen shrouds. The seventh son of a woman who excessively mourned, was told to leave his kazoo outside the mourner's house because it sort of resembled a sword. So once again, it's emotion. The boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo, that must be learned of Chav Zion. The boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo as the deceased was escorted to burial in simple linen shrouds, which reminds Gemara brings braises that explain how several minhagim regarding avelos were changed due to sensitivity to the poor, such as only bringing food in baskets of peeled willow branches, not gold, and only being buried in simple linen shrouds. So the boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo as the deceased was escorted to burial in simple linen shrouds, the seventh son of a woman who excessively mourned, which reminds us, Rebuta said in the name of Rav, Kol miskash al mesu yos medai, al mes acher hu boche. Anyone who mourns excessively over his dead will come to cry over another deceased. And the Gemara brings a story of a woman in Rav Huna's neighborhood who did cry excessively over the loss of one of her sons, and ultimately the other six passed away, and she too died. The appropriate measure of mourning is shloshi yamin lebechi, v'shiva lehesped, v'shloshi magihutz v'letisporas. 3 days for weeping, 7 days for eulogizing, and 30 days for not ironing nor cutting the hair. From that point on, Akash Baruch Hu says, Yatam rachamanimbo yosim yemeni, you're not more compassionate than I am. So the boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo as the deceased was escorted to burial in simple linen shrouds, the seventh son of a woman who excessively mourned, was told to leave his kazoo outside the mourner's house because it sort of resembled a sword, which reminds us, Rabbi Levi said, for the first 3 days an Avo should see himself as if a sword is lying between his thighs, meaning that he too may be facing imminent death. From the third to the seventh day, he should see himself as though it's lying opposite him in the corner, and from this point on, he should see himself as though the sword is passing in front of him in the street. Tosfos says that this refers to the 12-month period of mourning. So once again, the boy who knew to stop blowing his kazoo as the deceased was escorted to burial in simple linen shrouds, the seventh son of a woman who excessively mourned, was told to leave his kazoo outside of the mourner's house because it sort of resembled a sword. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Chav Gimel, so the simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the top Kugelach Chacham Kugelach, that must be more Daf Chav Gimel. When the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the various halachas when a Chacham, an Abbasin, and a Nasi pass away. So when the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to his seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Machlokes regarding the Hanagas of an Avel, the first, second, third, and fourth week of Avelis, in terms of leaving his house, sitting in his makom and davening, and speaking with others. So when the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to a seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, his friends were glad to at least see him play on Shabbos because Ein Avelis b'Shabbos, which reminds us that there's a malchus between B'nai Yehuda and B'nai Galil, whether Yesh Avelis b'Shabbos, whether private expressions of Avelis, such as marital relations and washing in warm water, are noheg on Shabbos. Daf Chav Dalet, so the simmer Daf Chav Dalet is a pitcher. So here goes. The man holding a special Shabbos pitcher, that must be more Daf Chav Dalet, Kad. The man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms Bechaz Natar, which reminds us that Shmuel said regarding certain practices of Avelis on Shabbos, Bechaz Chova Natar Rishus. The practices of the acronym Bechaz are Achiv on Shabbos, where those of Natar are optional. Bechaz refers to Prius Rosh, uncovering the head, Chazar's Kerel Achrav, turning the place of the Kri on the garment to the back, and Zekifa Samita, riding the bed. These are all chiv to do on Shabbos because they're public signs of mourning. Natar refers to ni'ilas sandal, wearing leather shoes, tashmish amita, marital relations, and rechitzas yadayim v'glayim v'chamin, arvis, washing the hands and feet in hot water in the evening. These are all optional, for these are considered private mourning practices, since it's not obvious that one is abstaining from them because of avelis. So the man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms Bechaz Natar, who tore 12 of his garments in grief when he heard Rebbe had passed away, which reminds us that Shmuel said, Kol kera she'ena b'shas chimum, ena kera, any kriya that's not made at the time of intense grief is not a proper kriya. But doing kriya over the death of rabbis is different, for since their teachings are frequently mentioned, it's like the time of intense grief. So the man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms Bechaz Natar, who tore 12 of his garments in grief when he heard his Rebbe had passed away, cried bitter tears as he listened to the poor father be muspid, his 3-year-old son. Which reminds us, in terms of giving hespedim over children, Rebbe Meir says in the name of Rebbe Shmuel, Anim b'nei shalosh, ashirim b'nei chamish. The poor give hespedim for their children 3 years or older, and the wealthy give hespedim for their children 5 years or older. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Yishmael, the poor give hespedim for children 5 years or older, and the wealthy give hespedim for their children 6 years or older. Rashi explains that the poor are in greater pain over the loss of their child since they have no other source of joy. And b'nei zakenim k'b'nei aniim. And the children of the elderly are like the children of the poor. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The silver wedding anniversary. Silver wedding anniversary? That must be more in Daf Chaf Hei. The silver wedding anniversary stroll through the park turned tragic and bizarre when the husband and wife had to do kriya for someone who passed away in front of them, which reminds us that Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, Ha'omid al-meis b'shas yetzias neshama chayv v'kro. One who stands by a dead person at the time the neshama departs is chayv to do kriya. What's this likened to? A sefer Torah shenisrav shechayv v'kroa. To a sefer Torah that was burned where one who sees it happen must do kriya. So the silver wedding anniversary stroll through the park turned tragic and bizarre when the husband and wife had to do kriya for someone who passed away in front of them, right outside an ancient crypt where a fire was emerging, which reminds us. The Gemara describes in detail the funeral and burial of Rav Huna. When he was brought up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael for burial, the sages deliberated on a suitable location. They concluded, Rav Huna rebates Torah by Yisrael, Rabbi Chia rebates Torah by Yisrael. Rav Huna disseminated Torah among Chai Yisrael, Rabbi Chia disseminated Torah among Chai Yisrael. Therefore, it's appropriate to bury Rav Huna in Rabbi Chia's crypt. The Gemara describes how a pillar of fire almost consumed Rav Chaga, who brought Rav Huna into the crypt, and how he was saved when he raised Rav Huna's coffin in front of it. So, the silver wedding anniversary stroll through the park turned tragic and bizarre when the husband and wife had to decree for someone who passed away in front of them, right outside an ancient crypt where a fire was emerging as the sun was setting in the middle of the day. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar began his hesped as follows. Kasha Hayom Yisrael ki Yom Ba Hashemesh Batzaharim. This day is a difficult day for Yisrael as the day when the sun set at midday, and it's written, Vayaba Yom Ahu Behevesi Hashemesh Batzaharim. And it shall be on that day that I will bring down the sun at midday. And Rabbi Yochanan said that this is a reference to the day that Yoshiyahu HaMelech was killed when he was at the prime of his life. Daf Chavav. So the Simur Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers in the military coup. Military coup? That must be more in Daf Chavav. The soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber where a sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks the source that one must do kriya if he witnesses a sefer Torah burn and brings the mice with Yehoyakim who cut out the names of a Kodesh Baruch from Yirmiyahu's sefer Kinos and burn it in fire. The pasuk says that the people there did not have any fear, nor did they do kriya, which implies doing kriya is the proper thing to do. So, the soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber where a sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, recited psukim and did kriya when they saw the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the various psukim that one must recite when he sees the Ari Yehud in ruins, Yerushalayim in ruins, and the Beis HaMikdash in ruins. So, the soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber where a sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, recited psukim and did kriya when they saw the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, and did not inform their wounded comrade that his brother had fallen in battle. Which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa, Chol shemeis lemeis, ein modin oso shemeis. In a case where a sick person's close relative dies, we do not inform him that the relative has died, shemet tetarav daitolav, lest he become muddled, bein makarn b'fanav, and we do not decree in front of him, and we silence the woman from wailing in his presence. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous mesechus. Number 1. Which step do in the one mourning for his parents does kriya until he exposes his heart and tears through all of his garments? That's on Daf Chavbeis. Good. Number 2. Which step do in the one should not excessively mourn or else they might need to mourn over another? That's on Daf Chavzayin. Good. Number 3. Which step do in that the poor must be their children at a younger age than the wealthy? That's on Daf Chavdod. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that one should not inform a chola that a close relative has passed away? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 5. Which of the one about the anhagas of an avil, the first few weeks of avelos, in terms of leaving his house, sitting in the same place in shul, and speaking with others? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which of the one that the day of Rabbi Yochanan's death was compared to the day the sun set at midday, which is a reference to the death of Yoshiyahu HaMelech. That's on Daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that the menhagim for avelos were changed due to sensitivity to the poor, which is why people are now buried in simple linen shrouds. That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 8. What shall they learn? That kriya must be done b'shas chimum, at the time of intense grief. And kriya done for a rabbi can be done any time, since it's always a shas chimum. That's on daf. Chav Dalet. Good number 9. Which daf discussed the psukim that recited when seeing the Ari Yehuda, Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash in ruins? That's on daf. Chav Vav. Good. And number 10. Which daf they learned that during the first 3 days of Avelos, a person should see himself as if there's a sword between his thighs? That's on daf. Chav Zayin. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have Malchok? Because if Yavava is a sobbing sound or a moaning sound? That's on daf. Lamed Gimel and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn why Yoshi HaMelech went to Chulda HaNeviya instead of Yirmiyahu? That's on daf. Yadod and Megillah. Good. And number 3. Which daf do we learn that a town examines its conduct during the mourning of a Tainus? That's on daf. Yud Beis and Tainus. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldem Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.